closer look.
Pets are such a gift. They help us emotionally, mentally, and sometimes spiritually. I'm Monica Kelly with Closer Look. My guest today is Robert Masseri. He is the president of Paws of War. Robert, it's good to have you.
Monica, it's my pleasure to be with you today.
What's behind the slogan that you're helping people at both ends of the leash?
We take dogs out of high-risk shelters, kill shelters, illegal puppy mills. Dogs are just in a really bad way, bad situation, and rescue them. And then we place them with the veterans that we have applications on that are struggling with traumatic brain injury, PTSD. And we pair them up. It takes a skill now to find that dog to match with the right veteran. After the dog has been evaluated in a class medical, we place that dog with that veteran. They start training immediately. So I think that the goal for Paws of War is to find the right dog for the right veteran who's suffering.
And so when you mentioned that you start training right away, you're training with the veteran too?
That veteran is every bit a part of it. He or she will be learning how to handle, how to move that dog into the next level. And don't get me wrong, it takes a long time, but the bond happens pretty quickly. We see great things happening very quickly. For many of these veterans, just leaving the house is a task. Going to a doctor's appointment is a task. Getting into a car is difficult for many of them. So our model is to get them out of the house. They have to come to training. They have to do the public access. And they're also surrounded by other veterans who are going through the same challenges that they are. So it makes that a little easier for them. They see that they're not alone. These dogs have gone through some trauma. These dogs have gone through horrible things in their lives, such as the veterans as well. So they're fixing each other. And that's what really creates the bond. Pretty confident, because it's a rescue dog, that veteran can appreciate what that dog has gone through with a lot of similarities.
If you're a rescue dog, maybe you're timid at first. Maybe you're not sure of the new owner. How do you bring a dog who's been traumatized into a situation with a veteran who's also been traumatized?
So the energy that we see between, you know, a dog that has lived through a lot of trauma and as well as a veteran is shocking. It's impressive to see from the very beginning. And in the beginning, it's never easy. But when the veteran puts all he or she has into it, that dog comes around like no other. The bond that is created is like no other. We have paired up some amazing, amazing dogs. And we have some amazing teams that are out there right now. They're alive. They tell us all the time they're alive because of that dog. And they're able to function again. They're able to get back into the community. They're able to live a somewhat of a normal life. They regain their family. You know, a lot of veterans come to us and the families can't even understand why they're going through and doing what they do. Invisible wounds are a very, very dangerous thing. And that's why we're seeing, you know, horrific numbers of suicide and substance abuse. So when you have a veteran who's been struggling and suffering for so many years and medications don't work and treatment doesn't work, you see this dog that was disposable, ready to be euthanized, now changing that life. But not only his or her life, but the community, because they often, when they get back into their groove, they're giving back, they're showing up at, you know, to support community events and things of that nature, and their families back. So that one dog makes a big impact on one person's life. We keep doing it because we know it works. Every day we wake up, we say, you know what? We know today we're going to rescue another dog. We're going to place another dog. We see it. We know it's working.
If you've just joined us, I'm Monica Kelly with Closer Look. And my guest today is Robert Masseri. He is the president of Paws of War. Does Paws of War reach all around the nation?
So we do. We have access and assets to train and place a service dog anywhere in the country.
You also have another important part of your mission through Paws of War. Talk to us about reuniting veterans with their pets from overseas.
When we have our active military members who go on deployment, it's never easy. They're away from their family. They're in an unfamiliar place. They're in a place that oftentimes they are hated by everyone else, right, as Americans. And when they do arrive, the one thing that they kind of see right away is animals in need. We have a very unique way that we treat animals, and in many of these parts, it's very different, extremely different. So you have our active military members who just happen to find or need to rescue something because it's in front of them and they won't say no. It could be a cat or a dog. And oftentimes it's a stray. There's a million stories out there. We've seen them all. We heard them all. But when that active military member rescues that cat or dog and they raise them and they spend 8-9 months with them, they sleep in their bed, they love them, they fall in love with them. It's the highlight of their deployment. They have to come back and they can't play any role in bringing that animal back. So they need us to help them. So we have to go into countries like Iraq and Syria, Jordan, Kosovo, many, many different parts of the world. Some of them are very, very dangerous to get to. Everyone has its own challenge. We do it. We do it at no cost to our active military members. We get those animals back here and we reunite them.
That is huge. How do you do that?
So we fortunately have built so many like-minded resources around the world that help us. They step up when we call on them, and it's every day. So we have to take a challenge on every single time because, again, you have to go to the soldier. That can't come to you. There's countries and areas that we take dogs out of that there are no veterinarians for 400 or 500 miles. And even if there is, it's likely a livestock veterinarian. So those challenges exist. The dangers, some places, it is extremely rare to see a dog in a vehicle. So it's a red flag. So you're putting people in danger, of course, by doing that. In some of these parts, dogs are not ever seen as pets. So you're risking that individual's life to some degree when you put them in a situation. And these are volunteers. These are people all over different parts of the world that want to rescue animals, that want to help, and they're the oddball. But we're able to secure those assets. We're able to get these people to help us. It's never easy. It's extremely expensive, extremely complicated. But at the end of the day, it's all worth it. There's nothing worse than talking to a veteran who's back or an active military member who tells you about when they were on deployment and they had to leave an animal behind, how it broke their heart, how it never has left their mind. And they feel like they feel horrible that they betrayed that animal because they couldn't bring it back. They didn't know we existed, or maybe we didn't exist at the time. But it's very heartbreaking when you hear those stories. So when we get that request, we act quickly.
You've just joined us. I'm Monica Kelly with Closer Look. And my guest today is Robert Masiri. He is the president of Paws of War. Robert, how many animals have you brought back from overseas?
We're climbing over 700 right now. That's cats and dogs that we have brought back with successful, reuniting them with success. And we don't just stop there. When our active members come home, we also provide training if they need for that animal, just basic companion training. But there's nothing like seeing an active military member show up at their door and come home to their family and have that dog or cat waiting for them. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling for them. It's an amazing feeling for us to know that we can do it.
It literally sounds like a James Bond movie to try to track down the dog or a cat and then bring that dog or cat successfully back home to the veteran is absolutely breathtaking.
It's mind-boggling when we think about how, and after each case, everyone is so unique. I mean, we had a case last year where we were in Africa and we had to get help from locals to transport dogs on these little canoes to go over to a river. It was donkeys. We had to put them on donkeys because some of our active military members are in very, very, very remote areas of the world. And we have never, ever said no, ever, to any of our active military members. We always find a way to get those animals out.
I mean, you're saving lives. You're saving families, really destinies.
These dogs, I think we will need to live another 500 years to understand the dynamic and the power that they can bring to somebody. And again, it's not for everybody, but the results that we see, and for those who are open to taking a dog into their life, it becomes their whole life. Their marriages get much better. Their relationship with their children get better. The community, their relationship with the community gets better. They go clean. They lose weight. They get healthy. It really makes a big, big, big impact on them.
You have made a difference with Ukraine Animal Rescue and Care. Can you talk to us about that?
So we had no plans on doing anything in Ukraine in the beginning anyway. We were notified by an active military member who was in Ukraine. We weren't even sure. We said, well, and we're looking at each other, and he was asking to help us get a cat out of Ukraine. American soldier, based out of Florida. I didn't know we had anybody in there. A special unit that went in, publicized it in a Florida newspaper right before Russia invaded. So we have assets. We had assets in Ukraine. We had assets in Poland and Romania. With that, we started getting requests from people on the ground who were fleeing, and their animals were being left behind, or they couldn't bring them through the border in Poland. So we started figuring out a plan, and we did, and we got it in motion. We were at the border in Poland, helping people process their animals so they can get them clearly into Poland. We had people walking with cats in a blanket. But after we were able to help those fleeing, we started helping the dogs that weren't so lucky, and they weren't able to flee with their owners. And we set up feeding stations, these unique feeding, gravity-driven feeding stations that had kibble on one side and water on another. And they were just PVC pipes that we created, and we put them on poles everywhere. And we were able to do everything from having clinics down there, and because there was a lot of veterinarians that were out of business. And we got them to come in, and they were helping spay and neuter animals out living on the streets. We were able to get dogs and cats out, and there were many injured that we were able to help. We had everything from, you know, lifelong street dogs to little poodles all hanging out together in packs. It was, I won't say the word cute. It was cute for a second, but it was, at the end of the day, it wasn't cute. They were freezing, and we were getting dog houses put in places, and it was a challenging, challenging mission, but we're very proud of it, and we're still helping animals there now.
Does anybody ever call you Noah?
Not quite yet. But I feel like I'm on that ship.
You also do disaster response.
Recently in Florida, we were trying to figure out where the most need was. And, you know, our passion, of course, and mission is veterans and animals. And that's just what we found. We found so many veterans with animals who had no power, who had lost everything. You know, these were communities that were struggling to begin with. And we had a lot of veterans who were on all types of medical equipment that we were able to provide generators for. Our sole purpose was to help those veterans, and of course, those veterans with pets. What we were finding, and ironically, they weren't even looking for help. You know, we would have to beg somebody to take a generator. He's like, no, just give it to somebody else that needs it. And here we have somebody who has no power. You know, he has a sleep apnea machine. And they were just, nope, just go give it to somebody else. And they took him, but you had to push him on them. And that's a veteran. That's a veteran for you. We had one fellow who had a son who was in a wheelchair that needed a very large amount of medication that needed to be refrigerated, lost everything, and we were able to generate his house. You know, the veterans that we were helping also said, hey, listen, tell me what I can do. Who can I help? And, you know, so when you're helping another veteran, they make you proud and you're proud of them.
Can you tell us a little bit about Mission Well Done?
Well, the acronym is MWD, and that's Military Working Dogs. And we all know what that means. We know what they've done for our military for hundreds of years. So once a dog is retired, once a military working dog is retired, after many, many years of, you know, excruciating work, they work 12-hour days, the Department of Defense no longer pays for anything. They need to find a place to go. If a handler is willing to adopt a dog, we take it on, because generally it may be an active military member. They don't make a lot of money. They have to do the medical. They have to get that dog transported. That dog could be anywhere in the world. Now we have to get it to America. Or it's at an Air Force base and we have to get it to his location, and we have to kind of help him with the training and, you know, to acclimate that dog to civilian life, right? We cover all of that. We do it.
If you've just joined us, I'm Monica Kelly with Closer Look. My guest is Robert Masseri. He's the president of Paws of War. And what is your website?
Pawsofwar.org.
Easy to remember.
Easy.
Do you have a specific story that you would like to tell?
You know, Monica, I have so many. I really do. So many stories of what their life was like and what their life is like now is incredible. The photos from the spouses, from their children that, you know, can't believe my dad has us at the beach, you know, with the dog, or we're at a ballpark. And these are things that never happened before, you know, post-deployment return. That's why we look forward to waking up every morning saying, okay, where's the next dog that we're going to rescue and who's our next veteran?
Thank you again, Robert Masseri, president of Paws of War, pawsofwar.org. I'm Monica Kelly with Closer Look.